Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a microphone, dress like the $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Tickle me when I say it, but I do. Like I say always, it just is a constant reminder of how good God has been. So my question to you is, what's stopping you from having the life that you want? What's stopping you from having the life that you want? I know a lot of people who have given up on achieving the life of their dreams. But I know they'd still want them if they could get to them, but they just allowed to settle for so many reasons. So who I'm talking to is you today. What's really at the core of stopping you? What is that? Is it your friends or your associates? Is it the fear of what you think somebody else will think of you if you decide to change? Is it what I used to call the call of the wild? Is it the fact that you keep thinking that the thing that you're doing that's providing you these momentary moments of pleasure that really ain't really good or healthy for you, you don't want to stop doing that because you got just a little bit more something else you want to do? I call that the call of the wild. You know, it's just out there. Them streets is calling you. Them lights is calling you. You know, them girls is calling you. Them guys that's on the wrong side keep calling you. You can't seem to make a decision about the right guy. You keep picking the wrong guy all the time. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you really want to have? So whatever the reason you're choosing, that's the reason that's stopping you from having the life that you want to have, it's no good. Because at the end of the day, here's the real deal. See, God is available. And God is available for all of us. And God has a plan for all of us. And God wants the very best for all of us. That's the truth of the matter. So now, what we gonna do to get started having that life? First of all, if it's your friends, I want you to understand something. Your friends can't save you. A lot of your friends offer no real help for you. Most of your friends don't have the answer themselves. I mean, it's just a wide range of reasons. And misery loves company. So usually when your friends are in a bad position, they kind of like company in that bad position. Your friends ain't going to church. You're going to be their friend. They don't really want you to go to church. You know, your friends don't pray. So why would they offer up prayer as a solution to you? You know, your friends don't really get the fact that if you treat people better, people would treat you better. So what's that? So your friends are a lot of times the reasons, you know, the peer pressure of what, and then the thought in your mind of what they gonna think once they find out I don't do what they do anymore. Who cares what they think other than you? I mean, really, you can't let what somebody thinks of you stop you from having the best life you wanted to have. If I went by that theory right there, I wouldn't even be on this mic this morning. I would have never become a stand-up. I would have had I listened to the people around me who clearly told me when I quit my job to pursue this, boy, don't you quit your job. You got a family. Boy, don't you do this. You ain't got no bit. That ain't no security in that. Get yourself a job. Go down here and work your brother. Go to work over here. I heard all of that. I didn't let that stop me from pursuing this. Why would you allow that to stop you from pursuing your relationship with God so you can have the best life you could possibly have? You gangbang because they've convinced you that this is the family situation and love that you don't have, and they've convinced you that this is your only way, your only source of getting over. And then you drum up these ignorant reasons, man, for staying with it. But they sound so good when you listening to everybody else you surrounded by telling you why we gang banging, why we holding this block down, why we slanging this thing here right here, why we letting it go like this here. You keep listening to them when all in your heart of hearts you know this ain't right. You already know, but you allow that form of the call of the wild. That wanting to be accepted by a group of people who trying to get you to accept a way so you can further their progress, to even prove that you worthy to be around them, you got to commit some type of crime. To even prove that you worthy to be around them. Then when you get busted on the crime, what happens to that? Where your family at now? They don't come down there to see you because guess what? They can't turn in their ID at the desk at a law enforcement center. So now your homies can't come visit you. And then, you know, your family back out here, they ain't taking care of your family because it's all about them. Then you learn that. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you always wanted to have? What is it? Why are you a repeat offender? Why do you keep checking yourself back into that institution? Why, man? Why won't you get it together? Why won't you give God a try? Why won't you disassociate yourself? Why would you continue to be a part of a revolving door system and becoming the farm system for these institutions that ain't got nothing for you? But you keep going back in there, and then every time you go in there, and then your little homies or your gang-banging little silly little friends try to make you think that's a badge of honor. There ain't no badge of honor, man. That's one more scratch on that record. That's one more nail in that coffin. That's one step closer to that third strike where you ain't gonna ever get out. It's one step closer to that graveyard. You keep on. Why would you not give God a try? Why would you not go and see what your life could really be? What is it that's stopping you? Because, see, I got news for you. There's nothing like waking up free. I don't care who you are. There's nothing like waking up with the joy in your heart. Now, if you ain't going to be free, get the joy in your heart. The satisfaction of knowing that you're accomplishing something with your life. Help somebody behind them bars. Get in the program. Show these young cats when they come in a better way. But don't you dare sit there, man, and just ride it out. And, man, just go and get the fullest life that you can have. You know what it feels like to wake up and be on your way somewhere, knowing that you have something to accomplish, that you can change somebody, that you can stop somebody from going down the road you went down. It's a whole lot of ways to make your life better. But why would you not go and have the best life you can have? What is it that's stopping you? Really? Really? So you think that Satan really has your best interests at heart? That little thing your mama kept telling you about praying, you wasn't listening, was you? But you know, it ain't ever too late to get back to that. It ain't ever too late to turn around. It ain't ever too late to get your life together. It ain't ever too late to seek God. And it ain't ever too late to pray. Don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't be too proud to pray. Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes people too. I'm a witness to that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have it. Your undivided attention, please. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is the morning time. As we gather, it is two times. Start your day with gratitude, which immediately affects your attitude, which then will determine your altitude. It is two time on the morning show. Get all three. Get them to agree. And step back and start to see. Your life will appear to be times three. Oh, Lord. I'm a hip-hop artist.
Rhyming.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Mississippi, Monica Jr. That boy, mama named him Kill Spates, the legend that he is, Nephew Tommy, and yours truly, Jr.
Yes, sir.
What is it today, sir?
Let me ask you something, Unc. A lot of things be happening with my partners, man. It just be funny stuff. I know you 65. You probably had all this happen, man. But one of my partners got put out over the weekend. He came home, found his clothes in the yard, then called me talking about, can I come through and help him pick these shirts up and these shoes out this yard? I'm not going. Have you ever been put out before like that, Unc?
Well, I've never been put out like that. See, he got put out by a woman. That's throwing stuff over the balcony out in the yard.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, I could. My lies could normally stave that much off. And I always had people that knew me that would go, hey, man, you know, seem like something crazy at your house, you know, something like that. So I don't really know that part. Now, have I been put out of an apartment before?
Yeah.
Of course. Eviction notices.
Sound like that.
I mean, walk up there and snatch it off the door like, I'll pay you, man. I'm coming. You know.
And
then came home and saw the sheriff standing there and moving company setting stuff out. You know, stuff like that. Then that's when you can't come in there. You can't be, when it happens, man, you can't be too irate. Can't be mad at the people that's working. Uh-huh. But you do have to let them know this is a major mistake.
You're not right.
You know, like walk in and be you. When you walk up on them putting your furniture out, you have to be more surprised than the people are that you came home.
Bad
That's
action.
The key.
You gotta do some
one more time, Steve. Wait a minute.
You have to be more surprised than the people that's setting your stuff out on the tree line. They got to be more surprised than you came home. So you have to go in there and go, oh, my God.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Excuse me. What? What is going on? This is unbelievable. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop, sir. Sir, put that back. Hold on. Guys.
No.
You know good and hell well. You done told him 11 eviction notices off your door. You know what that is, dog.
Thank you, Steve, for that. All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll have the pastors and church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is Monday, so you know what that means. Church was yesterday. Complaints are today. Time for church complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
Yeah.
Amen.
We are gather in this bidacious day of mockments.
Bidacious.
We info gather. Vicariously. Now, I know that's a word.
That's a real word.
Vicarious mean that you care less than Vira and all the rest of them.
That's right.
You
we had that
pontificate
wrong.
What the situation is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we stand here in a retrimonious way, gathering our thoughts for Deuteronomy.
But
amen,
as we face the numbers of people,
numbers,
including Ruth,
those
as she provides the Proverbs and Psalms,
yes, Lord,
for Peter.
Come on now.
All right,
now. Love our pastor.
Understanding that when we put this in chronicle, logical order. We gonna have a revelation.
Make it plain.
Amen.
You better minister up in here.
I know it.
Let's get down to it, Pastor. We got an issue here. You're gonna have to talk to Brother Chester Miller. He claims he's starting his own special barbecue business. He say the temperature outside is 115 degrees the next 2 weeks. He said he gonna just lay the barbecue outside on some fall. He calling it summer barbecue. I don't think it's gonna cook all the way through. I think you need to talk to him, Pat.
Any black person that buys this barbecue that's been laying out on the ground in fall, deserves, and I mean this from the depths of my heart.
Your soul.
Deserves to develop salmonella, tuberculosis, and a case of corona.
Oh.
All at the same time.
That's
go
cold.
Ahead, DK.
All right. I don't know who did it, but somebody put speed bumps inside the church to slow down the people on the scooters. And now the scooter members, they want them removed, but everybody else say keep them in there because they need to slow it down. They out of control. It's your call, though, Pastor. If you want the speed bumps to stay in the church or come out.
I'm going to be the first to come to the admission. Oh. I ordered the placement of the speed bumps in the
did
church.
Did you now?
Because Sister Bertha's fat ass rolled up on the back of my heel last week.
And Kirk.
Tore all the skin off my Achilles. I bled through the entire sermon. But my desire to serve him was stronger than the devil trying to stop me.
Amen.
So Pastor, after that, amen. I had those speed bumps placed.
Mm-hmm. You put them in there. I didn't know you did that. You didn't
I did that.
Bring that to my attention. Here's something else. I don't know if you recognize this, but it's been brought to my attention that somebody has stocked a baptismal pool with fish. There's at least 40 fish swimming in the baptismal pool. Catfish, bass, perch, crappie. What do you want to do with this? I didn't know nothing about this fish.
What?
I
know you ain't done that too.
Yeah, I stocked the pool myself. I had.
Pastor.
Listen to the reasoning. I had missed several fishing trips with friends of mine due to us having these revivals. And wasn't nobody coming down front to be saved or baptized after my sermon. So I decided to turn it into a fishing pond. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. They in there biting. They hit hard, too. You get hold of them big crappie. It's a little fight going on. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. Matter of fact, I've decided to leave them in there because the number of people we baptizing, we just going to consider it and stop calling it a baptizing pool and going to call it a baptizing lake.
Baptized. Oh, Lord. All right. Let me say this to you. Please talk to brother Jabbo kindly. He has decided that he is a superhero now. He calls himself Super Center Saver. He has an outfit with a cape on it and a mask, and what it is that he got an S on his chest. When he thinks somebody is getting ready to sin, he runs over and tries to stop him. Now, he got his butt whooped at the motel last night for trying to knock somebody's door down. You're going to have to talk to him.
I don't think I'm going to have to say much. Super Soul Saver Jabbo is going to continue to get his ass whooped. Yeah. One thing I've learned about people
is,
when people want to sin, it ain't a whole lot you could do about it.
Wow.
That's
you
right.
Can ride,
that's
you can right. fly around slapping crack pipes out of people's head if you want to. If you slap a crackhead dope on the ground, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a real situation. That's a ass.
But
he's got
to try.
You riding up on people's doors you think is in there having sex. Mm-hmm. That's another ass whooping. A man trying to break in a Walmart. That's another ass whooping. Go ahead, Deacon, quickly.
Real quick, Sister Rita Collins, you know she passed. God rest her soul. All the men who are appointed to be the pallbearers have backed out. Now, as you know, she was over 600 pounds. How are we going to be able to move her around, Pastor?
Oh, we not.
No.
Well, somebody got to carry her. We got to do something.
Well, her funeral is in the back of the church. I'm going to do like a lot of white churches I see. We're going to start a graveyard right behind church. Wow. We're going to start with Sister Collins. I can't get nobody to move her ass. We just going to dig the hole back there. Matter of fact, I rented a backhoe to come and get the grave dug.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is church complaints all for right. today. Coming up next, it's Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we will find out what Steve did over the weekend. I heard it was star-studded, Steve. We'll talk about it.
Nice.
Also, Melody Hobson is the first Black female to be co-owner of an NFL team. And Monique's sister calls her out for her negative behavior. And one more, Tiger Woods is a billionaire. We'll talk about all this at the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. But first, it is time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Ready for your love questions? Celeste in Laurel writes, my husband is studying to be a pastor, and he uses profanity at home. When he's stressed, he will smoke weed. He shouldn't pursue this profession if he's going to be a hypocrite. Should I tell our senior pastor about his behavior or not?
What? Wow, you the wife?
Tell on your husband? Yeah, that's wow. A.
That's crazy. You don't even have to testify in court on your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So he done married a snitch.
Yeah, basically.
Well, you know, he's studying to be a pastor. That's the difference between a lot of people. Studying to be a pastor and called to be a pastor are two different things to my understanding and the way I grew up and was raised. So he's studying to be something he may not be qualified for. My degree in college was advertising. Mm-hmm. I have no business sitting up in no damn advertising office. One of the many wrong decisions I made as a young man. Yeah. And so, you know, it's just another bad decision. You ain't got to tell nobody. It ain't going to work out. But you can go,
let
tell
it ride, run his
yeah,
course.
Yeah, this can run his course right here.
He's too far over there.
Oh, come on, man. He ain't even trying to come back.
All
I
right.
tell you what's really making him cuss them theological tests.
All right. Moving on to Benita in Tampa. Benita says, I'm in love with a man that owns two car washes and he hands out complimentary mimosas to women on Saturday and Sunday. He claims it's marketing, but I think he does it so he and the guys can meet women. Is this marketing or macking? Mm.
Sounds like marketing to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, it's marketing. It works. Look what it did to you. You probably got handed one of them mimosas. And now look at your ass. You finna marry the man. Great marketing.
She's in love with them.
Mac marketing.
Yeah. I call it marketing. Yeah. Free mimosas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. Sounds like great marketing. We on the Steve Harvey National Radio Show talking about it. Marketing. Outstanding. Boy, this guy's brilliant.
Yeah. I hope they're drinking responsibly. All right. Wanda in Mapleton says, my daughter
is
17.
It's a mimosa, Shirley.
I know. Still has champagne in it.
Just go ahead. Everybody ain't affected by it like you, Shirley.
This one's from Wanda in Mapleton. Wanda says, my daughter is 17 and she hit her boyfriend in the eye after catching him next door in the pool with the 16-year-old girl that lives there. I told my daughter that she shouldn't hit him. She shouldn't have hit him. But now the boy is flaunting the new girl in my daughter's face and she's so hurt, I want to pop him. How do I console her?
You can't. This is life. This is what happens along the way. Boy meets girl, girl meets boy, boy likes girl, girl likes boy. Boy looks across the fence, see another girl, boy like her too. He ain't committed. This boy's 17.
Uh-huh.
You don't even understand what's driving him right now. He's not driven by his mind and his brain. He's driven by hormones. He in the pool with the 16-year-old girl, splashing around. She splashed water on his face. What did that do? That got him aroused. What are they doing now? Now they walking around town. It don't take much. He's 17. You couldn't do nothing to me. Nothing. If I saw a girl pulling her pants up, not even because they was down, just, you know, just walking, just trying to make sure they stay up. I was heated. Oh, my God. She want me. She doing that in front of my face. She see me staring at her. That girl ain't got eyes in the back of her head. Lady, you got to relax. Your daughter, this ain't her last time getting hurt either.
No, it's
not. It's okay. That boy didn't hit her or nothing like that. He just changed his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
He gonna get another one.
Yeah.
And she shouldn't be hitting him anyway. You told her right, Wanda, not to hit anybody. She shouldn't.
Girls
hit
don't hit these dudes. No. They ain't raised right.
No. You
can't these dudes hit women nobody. Back. Keep yeah. your hands to yourself, ladies.
Yes. Yes.
Because these cats out here, they not raised like this.
Mm-mm. They will hit you back. Yeah. All right, last one, Steve. This one's from Dina in North Carolina. Dina says, my boyfriend had a barbecue so his parents could meet me. I made beans, potato salad, greens, a pound cake, and banana pudding. Delicious. His mother said my food tasted like hospital food. Oh. And I got defensive.
I know what that tastes like. I can tell you that.
He didn't have any seasoning. She said, I got defensive and said, well, don't eat it. My boyfriend said it was unnecessary and rude, but what his mama said wasn't.
His mama told the truth. Let me tell you something, girl. You ain't got enough experience to make barbecue classics for the family barbecue. The damn baked beans, the potato salad. The pound cake. Are you crazy? This is black folk classic. Yeah. The hell you making potato salad for? You know how hard it is to get that right?
Yeah.
You didn't open up a can of Campbell's pork and beans and heated them up and gave them to them black people. Hospital food. Pound cake. You done went down there hospital. To the grocery store and bought a Sara Lee pound cake. Hospital food.
I'm on Gina's
side. Sat in here and bought the potato salad from Publix. Hospital food. Sit up here and try to make these black people eat this. And you young. He said it tastes like hospital food. Cause it did. What, Carla?
What did she put in them greens?
Oh, and them green. Oh, I forgot I left that off. The green. Nothing. You just boiling damn greens. They wasn't even cooked all the way through. They in there chewing stalk. You didn't throw the stalks out. You just chopped them up small. Your collard greens in there looking like kale. You just in here just wrong.
They're tough. Yeah.
They in there chewing them like it's kale.
I'm on Dina's side. His mom was.
I told
rude.
My shit, man. You shut up, Shirley. This is no one non-cooking ass person talking to another. Don't listen to Shirley his about nothing with rude. Cooking, cause her ass can't cook either. And Shirley no rude when she hear, cause she done heard all of that before. It's been hospital food. It's been clinic
whatever.
Snacks. She said. Somebody told Shirley her food tastes like emergency room medicine.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have special guests from the Earn Your Leisure podcast, Steve. They're going to tell us all about the first annual Invest Fest. And we're going to tell you right now, you're going to tell us, Steve, about your star-studded event over the weekend. What happened? Who was there? What'd you do? Tell us everything.
What are you talking about, my star-studded event? I didn't have a star-studded event.
But you were there, though. You
see,
were there.
Shirley, well, I don't like where you set that up. So let me just it down a little bit. Let me just temper it down. Okay. We went to Bishop Jake's 65th birthday party.
Ah.
Okay. Wow. Nice.
Bishop Jake's was concerned. Tyler did a wonderful thing and several other people and through the event with his wife did mostly all of the planning. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really nice event. Bishop was concerned. Oh. He said, man, what if nobody comes?
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was actually feeling that way. That's his spirit though. He's a humble guy. Mm-hmm. He said, what if nobody comes? My last text to him when I left last night was, mm-hmm. well, they came. It was not an empty seat in there. Mm-hmm. I made several key mistakes. I gave the toast. Yeah, I cussed in the toast.
Steve.
LL Cool J's wife said, you know what? She was laughing so hard. She said, you almost made it. Because, you know, her and Marjorie Cool, they were sitting across from each other. Yeah. She said, you almost made it. You almost made it. As soon as you said it, everybody went, oh, but they was laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Cedric the Entertainer provided comedy. Boy, Ced's ass was funny at his party.
Really?
He was funny, man. He was funny, man. He wrote a bunch of material for church and partying with church folks and getting old. Hysterical night. Kenny Lattimore sang. Jennifer Hudson closed the night out. Boy, and let me tell you
right
something.
There.
Jennifer Hudson?
That's the truth.
Yes.
It's not a joke, man.
No. Mm-hmm.
She did a tribute to Aretha Franklin. Dog, she had that whole place standing.
Wow.
It was just such a great event, man, to honor a man who has meant so much to so many people. And you just couldn't get over the fact or beyond the fact of how many people were there because, nah, man, I just came to honor you, brother, because of what you've poured into me, the moments you've counseled me. I mean, he's pulled some people to the side, a lot of them people. All them famous people calling. But it was like, and then I made another mistake. I was before, it was, you know, it was 106.
Must you embarrass us at every possible occasion?
No, at the beginning, it's outside. You know, before
so the heat make you say something bad? The heat make
people cuss.
What did you say, Steve?
Well, I was talking to this dude, man. He had on a straw hat, beard, you know, nice little outfit on. Sandals, no socks. I'm just think I'm talking to some, you know, regular ass dude. I said, man, it's hot than a mofo out here.
Wow, you dropped that one. You dropped that one.
It was 106, dog. There wasn't nothing else I could say.
Who was you talking to?
He looked at me and
so
smirked
many other
a little
things
bit.
You could have said.
No, not when it's 106. And that little dude I asked for some water hadn't made it back yet. I'd ask him for the water when I was parched. And he had about 20 minutes later, his little ass still wasn't there. I said, man, it's hot in the mofo out here.
Who was it?
I was talking, because I've been talking with dude for about 5 minutes. He just cool. He said, bless you, brother.
Bless
I said,
you.
Oh, he said, I'm Bishop so-and-so from Memphis, Tennessee. I said, I'll be damned. I said, I'll be damned. He had a beard and everything. He had horn real glasses. He looked like somebody I'll hang out with. I said, what are you doing?
He looked like one of your boys.
What is you doing being a bishop? I thought you were from Cleveland.
This is not Biggie Wig.
I'm Bishop so-and-so from Memphis. Oh, God, dog. Then I was talking to this other dude, man. He came with me and said, Steve, man, what's up? What's going on, man? I said, oh, what's up? Yeah, I ain't know who he was. Yeah, man, it's been a long time. I said, boy, it's been a long time. What's up, Ian? I was on. Yeah. I'm Pastor So-and-so from Oklahoma. Y'all need to put these robes on at this party. All this walking around in regular player ass gear. Y'all need to put some robes on and identify yourself. Ain't nobody got no cross on in here. Y'all need to, where's these Nehru collars at? Y'all need some ID in here, man. I'm just making all kinds of mistakes.
And the toast. What did you say?
The toast went good, you know, and then I was saying some things and they was kind of, you know, because like right after he was almost finished eating, I told lady, you ain't supposed to do this while people eat. No, we got a plan like this. So I went on up there and then, you know, kind of, look, I kind of felt like they wasn't, you know, paying me 100% attention, you know. Uh-huh. I'm up here. Ain't nobody paying me to be up here. Now you ain't half-ass listening. So that's what I said, you know. I said, this right here, where y'all's ass supposed to be clapping? And as soon as I said that, the whole room fell out. Because I said, you know, that part right there is where y'all ass supposed to be clapping. I looked dead at Marjorie. She just dropped her head.
I know she did.
Oh, baby, don't drop your head like you embarrassed to be with me.
Wow, Steve. Wow.
You know, we got to ride home together. Don't be embarrassed to be with me.
Yeah, well, we're no embarrassed right now. All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, our special guests, Troy Millings and Rashad Balil from the Earn Your Leisure podcast, coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody. Hey, we got some special guests this morning. I met these two brothers recently, man. I joined them for the podcast called Earn Your Leisure podcast. And it was probably one of the most effective interviews I've done career-wise. I mean, I've never had anything become so more impactful to a whole different culture of people. And this Earn Your Leisure podcast was so effective. I wanted to bring them on the show to offer you a chance to get to know them a little bit better and to improve your life and give you a chance to earn your own leisure, right? They've got a great business model. And they've always been at the forefront of cutting edge trends of finance. Their podcast is best described as a college business class mixed with pop culture. And the first annual Invest Fest is going to take place August 5th, 6th, and 7th in Atlanta. And they're joining us to tell about us and how you can be a part of it. Please welcome to the show Troy Mullins and Rashad Balil. Milling. What is it?
Millings and
Millings.
Balil.
It's all good.
Troy Millings.
Rashad Balil.
Let's do that again. Please welcome to the show, Troy Millings and Rashad
Balil.
Oh, Balil, like the
like,
singer.
Like the singer, yeah.
Yeah, like the singer.
You must be my soul.
Welcome.
How you brothers doing, man?
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, man. Let's get right into this. InvestFest. It's the first of its kind. You guys got a festival that's combining investing, entrepreneurship, entertainment, and pop culture all in one place. And it's going to take place at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, August 5th through the 7th.
Yes,
this is correct. Yes.
So the idea behind InvestFest was to, you know, we see so many musical festivals. You have Coachella, you have Made in America. We just came from the Roots Picnic. Shout out to the Roots. And, you know, it's real popular. But at that time, last year, when we were thinking about it, we're like, there's a lot of business conferences and a lot of, like, business retreats. But there's never been, to my knowledge, a business festival. So I'm like, how can we get the best elements of festival? So, like, food trucks, vendor booths. You know, activations, experiences, performances, but also have it centered around financial literacy and investing in business. So that's what we were able to do and, you know, create an environment where we can have thousands of people come and have fireside chats, have keynote addresses, have, you know, educational forums, and all tie it in with entertainment. So it's like a form of what we call edutainment, where a mix of education and entertainment and over a three-day weekend and just to have an experience. And the goal is to grow it and to be big as Coachella. So we like to call it like the Coachella Financial Literacy. And, you know, it was off to a great start last year, and this year is going to be even bigger.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something special, man. Like I said, when I did the podcast, it's probably the most impactful interview I've done in my career in terms of discussing business and my thoughts on motivation and things like that. Hey, guys, when we come back, we're going to hear more about this. We're talking to the brothers that run Earn Your Leisure, and it's a great convention coming to the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, 5th through the 7th. We come back, we're going to have that information for you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back, and our special guest this morning is Troy Millings and Rashad Bilal, and they are the guys that run Earn Your Leisure podcast that you saw me on that was so, just so relevant to what I've become, and I've never did an interview like this. I just found these two young brothers to be fascinating. They have a full team of people. So listen, they have this thing called InvestFest. I want you to go to investfest.com. investfest.com. It will give you the entire itinerary, ticket information, and vendor information. It's going to be a superb event. I'm going to be there because I'm just enamored with how these young guys work. Now, let me ask you something, Troy.
Yeah.
I said in the thing, it's going to be a panel discussion, vendor marketplace, live musical performances, podcast stages for interviews with various celebrities, a food truck, caravan, and so much more. What are these panel discussions primarily centered around?
Yeah, so it's centered around a lot of things, cryptocurrency, real estate, investing, 401ks, how to have life insurance. So we're trying to encompass as much education as possible. But what we've seen, and obviously when you reference Coachella and Roots Picnic, is there's a lot of entertainment. And so when we talk about entertainment, it's a transactional relationship, right? I pay you, you entertain me, and now in order to be entertained again, I have to pay. What we're trying to do is create edutainment where it's like, all right, we're going to have transformational interactions where it's like, now you came, you paid for the event, but you're leaving with education that can now change your life and change the people around you's life. So it's a mix of commerce and culture is what we're saying, because what you take from this show and what you take from this event is something that's going to transform not only you, but your generations that will follow you for years.
You know, I think that's the thing that fascinated me about this InvestFest when I first heard about it was the combination of commerce and culture, because you've done a very, very smart thing, very kind of similar to Essence. When they have the Essence Festival for women, they throw this wonderful event of entertainment, but all throughout the day is educating them, pouring into them, empowering them. And one, a very, very powerful event. But this is the first of its kind for me to watch young people. Such, and I say young because, hell, I'm 65, so, and you guys are young. You're touching an audience that I was exposed to when I did the podcast that normally I don't really get hit at. They see me on TikTok, and I don't even know how I get on there. And, you know, they see motivations. I don't even know how I get on there. But I think this year at InvestFest, man, this is what I'm saying, folks. This is a great opportunity to give this as a gift to a young person in your life that you know looking for answers. If you're an older person that never got the answers, if you're from my generation, you know it's never too late to become successful. I want to invite everybody down to the Atlanta or Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, August 5th through the 7th. Now you can go to investfest.com for that itinerary ticket information. Now let me ask you this. There's four levels of tickets so everybody can experience the InvestFest. Quickly kind of give me the like general admission.
Yeah, so there's general admission, which covers the main 2 days, which is Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and the 7th, and that's all day. You get access to all of the panel discussions, all the live podcasts, the vendor marketplace, the food truck, all that stuff you get access to. There's a VIP experience, which is Friday. So Friday is going to be a whole smaller gathering where we're going to have a whole night of musical performances. We're going to have Eric Thomas, one of the top motivational speaker in the world.
Oh, that boy. Oof.
Yeah. He's going to be speaking. He's going to be networking. It's going to be catered. It's going to be drinks. And then I think we have a few more like premium, like all access, you know, you get to hang out with us, you know, have dinner with us and eat with us, things of that nature, and kind of like shadow us around.
That's at the VIP level.
That's at the other higher level of VIP.
Yeah.
So, you know, depending on what we wanted to just, you know, have different levels and try to encompass everybody. So whether it's general admission, whether it's VIP, whether it's at the highest level, you know, the most important thing is just to get in the room, meet people. You never know who you're going to meet that can change your life. And that's the whole point.
So listen, folks, four levels, general admission, VIP admission. You can get exclusive VIP and InvestFest lifetime VIP membership. All of this is on investfest.com. To go get the itinerary, all ticket information and vendor information. If you want to be a vendor, if you want to advertise on it and get exposed, there will be thousands of people here. I will be there. We're going to be joined by some superstars in the business. We have some surprises for you. Join us August 5th through the 7th at investfest.com at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the 5th through the 7th. I'll be there. Make sure you're there. And let's do something to improve your life. Brothers, thank y'all so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. Honor and a pleasure.
Cool.
Coming up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. Get a load of this subject. He can't out-cheat me. Okay?
Damn.
He can't out-cheat me. We'll get into that in just a few.
Yeah. What's the purpose?
Cheating is real. Do you hear me? Okay. We'll get into that in just a little bit, like I said. But right now, it is time for the nephew and the prank phone call for today. What you got for us, Neff?
Huh?
What you got? What's on the menu?
Stupid. Here it is. Yeah. Let me see. It's going to be stupid. Let me see. Let me see. Let me pick this one.
Oh, we got the regular menu.
That is. Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Thunderbolt.
What is that?
Yes. Mean? Ladies and gentlemen, cat, dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hey, man, let me I speak to
not here. Who's calling?
Hey, this Thunderbolt from the club, man. What time she get in?
Thunderbolt.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Thunderbolt, man. What time she get in?
What you mean, what time she get in? She ain't in here now, but, you know, I mean, what you need?
Hey, I'm trying to actually get an address and stuff, man. She got me dancing this weekend on Saturday night, and I want to see her, make sure I got the address and everything. Everything's still on. You know, I don't already gave
she
my
got,
slot up at the club.
She got you dancing.
Say what now?
What you mean she got you dancing?
She asked me to do some male dancing on Saturday night. So I went on and took off at the club. And, you know, she already got me.
My gal ain't, she ain't had you do no male dancing. My gal, she, nah. My gal, she goes to school at night on weekends. So, you know, but nah, she ain't.
Okay, hold on. Okay, who is this here?
My name's David. David, my fiance.
What?
Yeah, that's my gal.
Hold on. Squeaky finna get married?
Squeaky? Who the Squeaky?
Wait. Okay, you.
My guy ain't. I'm David.
Right. Okay. That's Squeaky. Squeaky finna get married.
How you married? Know my gal? You say you a dancer?
I dance at man. I'm Thunderbolt.
Yeah, but how do you know my gal?
She come to the club on Saturday. She asked me about doing some dancing for this coming Saturday. So she already gave me half the money.
She come to the club on Saturdays. Nah, my gal. She go to school on Saturdays, man. You know? No.
Homeboy, listen. First of all, I'm blown away by you trying to tell me Squeaky married. That you got me really toe up with
first
that.
First off, I don't know no Squeaky.
That's what we call her at the club, man. Hey, man, look, I'm not finna get into all of that. What I'm really calling about is she got me working this weekend doing some dancing. And I'm trying to just make sure that we on for this weekend because I done gave my spot up at the club.
You trying to tell me my girl hanging out at a buck naked club with dance?
Man, Squeaky been coming up in there, man, for the last buck.
Squeaky, she been there long enough to have a nickname?
Dog, I've been knowing Squeaky 4 or 5 years. Squeaky been coming. Man, this Thunderbolt, me and Squeaky go way back.
Oh, no, man. Well, we going to handle when she get in here. And you can, you know, handle yours, however you got to handle it, talk to whoever you got to get your little money or whatever. Or,
No. Hold on, whoever, man. I can't get my slot back, dog. Hold on. Wait a minute, man.
That's not
hey,
the stop.
Are you, is you listening, man? I can't get my slot back at the club. Now, Squeaky got to give me the remaining balance, man, even if she ain't going to do it. I need my other
remaining
one.
Remaining balance? Squeaky ain't finna give you the remaining balance of nothing.
Hey, man,
the
I need the rest of
my money that she gave you.
What
so
you saying?
She ain't finna, you can just count that out. She ain't finna give you a thing.
Hey, man, Thunderbolt going to get his money, man. I need my 150.
Thunderbolt going to get his whooped.
Well, then that's what you got to do. Then that's what you got to do, man.
That's for Thunderbolt. But he ain't finna get no cash talking about calling Squeaky and all this whole I ain't working for to give money away to some Thunderbolt Lightning or whatever.
Hey, man, look, man, it's Thunderbolt. It ain't Lightning. It's Thunderbolt. Lightning worked on Wednesday night. This Thunderbolt.
I don't know who you done talked to already about that, but you need to holler at them. But don't be calling here asking my gal to give you some money. I ain't giving you because she don't make nothing.
I'm coming over there now and get my money from Squeaky. I ain't hearing this.
Don't make nothing. Squeaky I make all the money around here, so you ain't finna get nothing from over here, partner, so you can wipe that out your mind.
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky today.
You coming over here?
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky.
Well,
so what? Man, look, man, I ain't got time to play. I done lost my slot at the club.
See what you get. See if you get some money. Get your laid out.
Thunder coming over there to get the rest of his money.
Thunder, you better not bring your over here. Because you come, well, I tell you what, bring your on over here. And I'm going to show you lightning. I didn't know you had gotten some money already from she around here giving you money the way I'm struggling. I tell you what, you bring your over here if you want to and watch what go down.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is I'm finna come over there and wait outside the house for Squeaky to get there to get the rest of my money. That's what I'm saying to you.
You're going to come over and sit outside what?
I'm finna come over there and wait outside for Squeaky to get there so I can get the rest of my money.
You're bring your over here and sit outside my house.
That's what I'm finna do if that's what it takes for me to get my money from Squeaky.
I tell you what, you bring your over here then and sit outside my house. And when you get your here, you blow the horn. That's what you do. You blow the horn so I can come out there and meet you and let you know what's going down. I'm going to bust your and when she get here, she can see your laid out like a mother. Come on over and get your money.
I'm coming to get my money. Squeaky owe me $150 and I'm finna come get it.
I don't give a what she owe you. About $150, my she giving you. You ought to be happy with that. You want to come over here talking about you want some more money? You don't like
somebody owe Thunderbolt $150 and Thunderbolt gonna get his money.
Better try to go and dance at the club on this weekend. Bring your over here. You will not be dancing at that talking about sitting outside of my house.
Squeaky gonna give me my $150. You ain't even got nothing to do with this no way. This transaction is between me and Squeaky. It ain't got nothing to do with you no way.
Hey, her name is and it's got everything to do with me. You call my house with this talking about she owe you some money and you. I'm gonna about nothing. Bring your on over here. I got your money. Come get your money. I got your money right here. I'm gonna be sitting out front waiting on you.
Squeaky the one asked for me to dance Saturday night. Squeaky, I told her $300 plus tips. Now I ain't gonna get no tips. But I tell you what, I am gonna get my $300 though. I got $150 and I'm gonna get the other $150 when Squeaky get on.
You ain't getting it from me. You gonna get your buzzer from me.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Would you listen to me?
Say, man, what the I'm listening? I can hear you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Who? Who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
God. You need to quit. Boy, y'all play too much. That man, y'all had me hot around this. I'm putting on boots and man. I got on gear. I'm finna go out here and squabble. I got pipes and bats. I'm finna go out here and fight a whoop of man.
You all right, man?
Y'all wrong. I'll be glad when somebody prank your Tommy. I'm gonna get that. Y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I gotta ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Boy, that was funny. That damn Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. I don't get thunder lightning. Lightning work on Wiz.
On Wednesday.
Boy.
Get it right.
Lightning work on Wiz. Hey, man, Thunderbolt finna come through and get his money, man. Squeaky. Squeaky.
Squeaky. Y'all squeaky? Gave her a nickname?
You been coming there that long, but she got a nickname?
Yeah.
Boy, that was funny, man. Yeah,
that was
oh, man. Hey, man, it's Thunderbolt, man. So-and-so there.
Who is this?
Hold up, man. What? What
was it?
Thunderbolt.
I need to come get that balance. I need to come get this balance, man, real quick.
Yes.
But he's I ain't gonna hold got boots I got it. Got come
on. Hey, man, that's what I like about my dudes. I was putting my boots on. I was getting pipes, bats. Yes, I was finna do something. See, and you could tell he old school because all his stuff was fighting.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I got a pipe, so I put my boots on. I finna go out here and scrabble.
You ain't had a fight in a long time, so you ain't had a fight in years, so you got to be ready.
My gal.
I need all this stuff. All this.
I'm going to come sit out in front of your house. Hey, do me a favor, man. When you get in front of the house, blow the horn.
Blow your horn.
Yeah.
toot, toot, toot. That's him.
All right, nephew, thank you. Coming up next, it's the Strawberry Letter subject. He can't out-cheat me. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking on Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, live now on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And never know, it could be yours. Could be.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he can't out-cheat me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I are 44 years old and we have been together for years. I lost count on how long we've actually been a couple because we were roommates first, then we started fooling around, then we stopped seeing other people since we were living together. We became a couple after our family and friends considered us a couple. I started playing the role of wifey and made sure everything was taken care of in the house. Little did I know, he was telling people that we were roommates and we hadn't had sex in months. That's when my attitude changed and I asked him to move out. He denied ever saying that and I knew he was lying. I started seeing one of my old boyfriends and started to stay at his house sometimes. My roommate would stay away all weekend and come home and sleep all day on Sunday. I saw his email and text messages and he was telling women how much he enjoyed them sexually. I decided to turn up the heat on him and beat him at his own game. I slept with his boss at our house and I sent him a picture of us. His boss didn't care about being messy because he knew my roommate was a big time cheater. My boyfriend, who said he's just my roommate, came home and we got into a really bad argument and he admitted to cheating on me for years. I told him he can't out cheat me and I told him about my ex-boyfriend in addition to his boss. Those two people that I slept with were far worse than any women he ever messed with. He knows how I feel about my ex. He cried and begged me to stop cheating and swore he'd stop cheating too. I'm glad he realized what he'd lose, but it's too late. Or is it? Is there a way to stay together and fix this mess? Okay. Let's see about that. First, I'm going to say, it's not, you know, it's not normal what we do as women. This is not normally what we do as women. We don't make it into a competition or a game of who can cheat on who the most or who can cheat on who the best. We don't normally do that because while women may take a man back, you know, we might, a lot more women take men back after they cheat than men take women back. Okay. Those numbers are pretty low for men taking women back after they knowingly been cheated on. Okay. But you did it and you told your man, you even bragged about it, you know, you being the better cheater and who you cheated with. Now you want to know, is there any hope for you two? Well, let me just say this again. I believe it's never too late for anything, but really that's up to you guys. You guys, only you guys can answer that question because fixing it is going to involve the T word and the T word is trust in this situation. And it all boils down to trust. I mean, after all that's gone on between the both of you, can you trust that it won't happen again? He asked you not to cheat. He said he wasn't going to cheat. Well, can you guys hold to that? That's the question. You have to rebuild that trust. If you two really want that, you got to start working on your relationship and you guys got to start from scratch because there was never any respect or any trust, it seems, from you guys to begin with. You have to do what you can. You got to make each other feel secure if you want to make this thing work. You know, it's just how much are you guys willing to do? You might want to go to counseling. I mean, that's going to help if you guys agree to go. And it also means no sexting with other females, no guys, definitely no seeing other people. So again, if you guys both want it, And you say you do, since he stopped crying and begging and stuff, you got to do the work, because right now this raggedy relationship of yours is hanging on by a thread. Steve?
This letter right here is shocking. He can't out-cheat me. Then after she writes this whole letter, here's the line that they've given to me and Shirley. Here's the mandate. Is there a way to stay together and fix this mess? After all she wrote, here's the question for me and Shirley. Is there a way to stay together and fix this mess? Shirley has an approach to it. A very logical approach. I don't feel like being logical today. Here's the answer to your question. Is there a way to stay together and fix this mess? The answer is hell no. This is over. You know, I used to spend a lot of time really trying to help people, but I've discovered that a lot of people write me and Shirley with some helpless situations. There's nothing we could do. You should have took this to the Lord. We ain't got the qualifications for this mess you got. The Lord. Because what am I supposed to do with this here? Because, okay, let me tell you what I read when I read the letter. Dear Steve and Shirley, my boyfriend and I are 44 years old, and we have been together for years. Okay. Y'all ain't married, and y'all boyfriend and girlfriend at 44. Mm-hmm. Y'all too old for this. Here's the key to this letter. I lost count of how long we've actually been a couple because we were roommates first, then we started fooling around, then we stopped seeing other people since we were living together. We became a couple after our family and friends considered us a couple. What? 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 All I can say is, listen to me. When a woman says she don't know how long we've actually been a couple, let me tell you something. When you lose count or when you stop the count, it's because it don't count. Listen to me again. If you lose the count of something or you stop the count, it's because it don't count. Everybody in this room know how long they've been with their partner. Everybody.
Hang on, Steve.
Yeah, well, whatever.
We got part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he can't out-cheat me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's get back into today's Strawberry Letter. Let's recap. The subject is he can't out-cheat me.
So very quickly, here's my recap. I just went to the bottom of the letter, and after she wrote all this, she said, is there a way to stay together and fix this mess? My answer is hell no. Just hell no. This is a done data. I can't help you. This is not fixable. I'll tell you why. My boyfriend and I are 44 years old. We've been together for years. Who 44 still boyfriend, girlfriend? I told y'all this stops after college. You stop having boyfriends, girlfriends after college. After 40, you got to call it something else. Boyfriend, girlfriend, y'all too old for this. I lost count of how long we've actually been a couple because we were roommates first. Then we started fooling around. Now, let me help you with it. When a woman loses count in their relationship, you lose count because it don't count. This is very true. Now, listen to this mess right here. I lost count of how long we've actually been together because we were roommates first. Then we started fooling around. Then we stopped seeing other people since we were living together. We became a couple after our family and friends considered us a couple. I started playing the role of wifey and made sure everything was taken care of in the house. Little did I know, he was telling people that we were roommates and we hadn't had sex in months. Did you hear what I just read? They're only a couple because some people told them they was a couple. They had to stop seeing other people because they was both living together. Then she started playing the role of wifey. But then little did she know, he was telling people they was roommates and hadn't had sex in months. She said, that's when my attitude changed. Really? Well, this is going to be interesting because what y'all in right now is a complete mess with the attitude you had. But then your attitude changed. I asked him to move out. He denied ever saying that, and I knew he was lying. So guess what she did? I started seeing one of my old boyfriends and started to stay at his house sometimes. What did you just say? But then my roommate would stay away all weekend and come home and sleep all day on Sunday. This is the dude that she lives with that's supposed to be a couple. I saw his emails and texts, and he was telling women how much he enjoyed them sexually. Then after she read these texts, she decided to turn up the heat on him and beat him at his own game. She said, I slept with his boss at our house and sent him a picture of us. What? Wait a minute, man. Like, this letter is straight crazy. Mm-hmm. This is sheer madness. This is nuts. His boss didn't care about being messy because he knew my roommate was a big-time cheater. My boyfriend, who said he's just my roommate, came home. We got into a really bad argument. He admitted to cheating on me for years. I told him he can't out-cheat me. I told him about my ex-boyfriend in addition to the boss, which she sent pictures to. Now, there's somebody else she doing, too, her ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Those two people that I slept with were far worse than any women he ever messed with because he knows how I feel about my ex.
We ought to stop this, now.
Listen,
we
man,
just
this,
stop.
This is sheer craziness.
Man.
You sleeping with people, he sleeping with people, your boss, you sending pictures, you discovering emails, y'all live together, mm-hmm. y'all a couple, y'all ain't a couple, y'all still boyfriend, girlfriend, after all these years, you done lost count, y'all 44. After all this, he cried and begged me to stop cheating and swore he'd stop cheating too. I'm glad he realized what he'd lose, but it's too late. He ain't lost nothing. You glad he realized what he lose? What has he lost? You passing yourself around like Lay's at what? You just lose bag of potato chips. Or is it? Is there a way to stay together and fix this mess? This whole letter is filled with say what. Lady, you fix this. Why y'all together? Y'all don't belong together. Neither one of you have any idea. And in all of this, neither one of you said you were in love with each other. Neither one of y'all said you can't live without it. Neither one of you said you were hurt by the other one cheating. This is why? Y'all need to break up. Go your separate ways. Start over. Y'all have nothing. This is nothing, man.
Man.
This could be close to.
Could be. It's gotten on your nerves.
This is one of the worst letters, man. I mean,
what was he crying, doing all that crying and begging for?
Putting on.
That's all that is. Putting on, he ain't finna stop
so he could get her
nobody.
Back.
You don't cry and cut off women.
Huh?
You don't cry and cut off women.
What
you
mean?
Cry to keep this one woman from cutting you off.
Uh-huh.
Then once she do, it ain't finna make you take out all them emails and stuff he got in his phone.
All right. Yeah, it's got a lot of stuff in there. All right, thank you, Steve. Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. Hey, Junior, what you got?
All right, Shirley, Friday night. Oh, my God. Time out if y'all saw it.
Yes,
but it was all about Steph Curry in there cooking, man. This boy showed everybody why he the best player in this whole series. 43 points, man. 14 to 26 from the field. 7 to 14 from three. Man, he wouldn't miss it nowhere.
Nothing.
Nowhere.
Nothing.
Saw it.
No. I'm telling you. Series tied at 2-2. Also, I just need to see if Draymond Green could just give us a little more Draymond.
They didn't kind of shut Draymond down a little bit.
It's one of these series, man, where, you know, this is going to be pivotal game 5 coming up tonight, man. I don't know how
y'all
to even
said
call
this.
This
last one was pivotal too.
I don't know how you gonna look. Well, it was. It could have been 3-1 or 2-2.
It could have been 3-1. That's really a big difference.
Yeah, but you know, Steph, man, is on that. Now, what is going on with Dale and Sonya Curry up in? Did you see this?
I saw Daddy with a white lady. That's what I saw.
Well, they say wife swap is going on. So Dale Curry was in the stands with his boo, and Sonya Curry was at the game with her boo. But they say those two used to be married.
Man, they cooking on the court and off the court.
I know Steph Curry looking at his parents like,
my mom and daddy got to go home. Y'all got to go home, sit y'all ass down.
Yeah. Can I just compete for a championship?
Yeah.
I can't play with all this going on.
Can I see a picture of that?
Talk about a crossover.
Sure, it's all on social media.
I ain't seen it.
He said you ain't seen it.
No. Steve, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And also, man, the Houston Texans have to get lawyers as they have been named as a defendant in this whole case. Did you hear me? It's coming out. They saying that the Texans knew they provided him the hotels and the masseuses.
See right there. Coming back around to bite you, Nate.
Who's suing the Texans? Is it the lawyer with the women?
Yes.
Or is it Deshaun's people?
Yeah.
No, the lawyers with the victims, the alleged victims, have named the Texans as defendants.
Oh, from the alleged
victims. Well, see, now that means that the two neighbors have fallen out.
Getting ugly, ain't it?
It's getting a little bit ugly.
Because what then happened is this lawyer that represents these women has seen the case starting to lose momentum and lose traction and not getting what he thought. So now he done turned on his next door neighbor. I'm going to sue y'all.
Wow. All right, Junior. To be continued. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about more about Monique. Her sister has come forth to say a few words. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, so Monique's sister now has come out and spoken about this whole Monique and DL situation that happened a couple of weeks ago. Monique's sister is warning Monique about messing with God. Monique's sister's name is Millicent Imes. She wrote a long Facebook post pleading for Monique to stop creating drama in her life. Millicent wrote, "Enough is enough, my sister. Stop the madness. It's not a good look. God has shut you down before, and believe me, he will do it again. You are and have been displacing your anger on the wrong people." She also called out Monique for talking about D.L. Hughley's daughter. "I see you are making statements about other people's children. So where are yours?" Before ending her post, Millicent urged Monique to again clean your house up and you'll be set free. LOL, I have receipts. As your old bodyguard used to say, let's play nice. As you say, this is all coming from a place of love. Sister, stop.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
When your family calling you out.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Calling her out.
The part about God is the part that I see right here. You know, look, man, you can't. This is not the way it works. I ain't got nothing to say. Skip it. Y'all go ahead.
Okay. All right. We just wanted to put that out there. It was trending on social media.
You got out of there.
Yeah. Junior, see how I got out of there? Because my next comment was going to be on the internet. Yeah.
So y'all, you're done? You want us to move along? Nothing to see here. Move along, people.
You can comment on this, Steve. How about this?
Okay.
Tiger Woods is officially a billionaire. All right. We have another billionaire. That's nice. Right. This is according to a new Forbes estimate of Tiger's net worth. He joins LA Lakers superstar LeBron James. We heard about his billionaire status last week. And of course, NBA legend Michael Jordan. These are the only athletes to be only known billionaire athletes in the world. So there you go. Tiger, LeBron, and Michael Jordan. Billionaires. So you can comment on that.
Well, I don't think they're the only ones.
Well, that's according you gotta to look. Forbes.
They don't, overseas, they don't do the reporting of income the way we do.
Mm-hmm. But athletes overseas?
That boy
they
Messi.
Make as much money.
Messi, that soccer player, Ronaldo, soccer player. Uh-huh. The boys is making bank. They making bank, man.
Got you.
And they are really, really connected. I can assure you that Japanese boy that won the Masters last year, the rumors that I've heard of what they've done for him back in his country, way over the top. Way over the top.
Winning.
Well,
so I think it's other people. That's not to just because what LeBron did is a major accomplishment, and he's really dope, man. Like LeBron is probably the most relevant athlete. I mean, excuse me, LeBron is probably our most relevant athlete of these current times right here. I mean, he's rivaling in terms of being an activist and things like that, and putting jobs in the community. I mean, when Abdul-Jabbar made a stance and Jim Brown made a stance, it was tough, man, when they was making stances. Them boys was making some real noise out there about for us. But to benefit from what they did, as LeBron has done, I think he's taking it to another level. I think he's a super relevant person. I think Michael Jordan has started to show a lot of stuff. Michael Jordan has done a lot of stuff for people that he never talked about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think he hasn't gotten enough credit.
Before we leave, can we give a sister some credit, some love? Melody Hobson, the first black woman to have equity in the NFL as the new co-owner of the Denver Broncos. Can we do that,
black
please?
Girl.
Yes.
Big round of applause.
Yes. I
love it.
So congrats.
She's powerful,
congratulations
sister, man.
To Melody Hobson. All right. And we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A North Carolina pest company, the Pest Informer, posted on its website that it's looking for 5 to 7 households that will allow them to put 100 American cockroaches in their house, and they will pay the participants $2,000. They're wanting to conduct a study on a specific pest control technique, which will take around 30 days, and it will require technicians to film the process. During the process, the homeowners are not allowed to use other pest control techniques. The company promises that it will use traditional cockroach treatment options if its new technique does not kill the infestation within 30 days.
Hey, listen to me. Don't sign up for this.
No.
Don't leave cockroaches in your house, dog. They're going to pay you $2,000. You don't even understand. Cockroaches, 30 days, they set up shop. 30 days of cockroaches?
That's crazy.
Yeah, cockroach convention at the end of week 2.
That ain't nothing but, what is that, Steve? $66 a day? I need lipids.
I don't even know.
That's
man,
nothing.
Let some cockroaches loose in your house.
For $2,000 for 30 days?
And then for 30 days when you don't see them no more, when they leave, they ain't gone. They just went upstairs in the attic in the corner.
Set up shop.
Hey, man, you smell that? You smell that? That's poison, man. Let's go on over here and lay low for a little while. You think they're gone? Yeah, they're gone.
If you already got cockroaches, then go on over and take the deal. It ain't going to mess up nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, you already got them.
I know some people that for $2,000, you can come over here and start filming today.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather live in a new country every month or never go on vacation?
Live in a new country every month?
Mm-hmm. A new country every month or just never go on vacation?
Never leave, I guess, the city you're in.
Yeah, I go new country every month.
New country every month. I move around.
You would have to live in a new country every month?
Every month, yes.
You're just going to keep moving. Every month, yeah. You're going to move.
Where y'all going to work? Where your money coming from?
He didn't say we needed some money. Now, do we need money, too?
How are you moving
look,
around?
Just answer it. New you're living in a new country every month. What would you rather do?
he immediately thought about the money. Huh?
I love how Steve's mind works. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna stay in one country, make my money. I create some vacation spot. They call staycations.
Yes, they are. All right. Would you rather pay $5 every time you lie
to who?
Or every time
you got it.
Because this could be costly. Who
every time you lying. Lie to someone, or would you rather pay $5 every time you insult someone?
Oh,
insult.
That's same money.
Oh, yeah, for you. Yeah.
Oh, well, who get the $5?
The person you've lied to or insulted.
Why is this so
reason I feel like a spouse. I feel like a spouse is attached to this. I don't want to do
it. Yeah, well, I just go with B then. If it's to your spouse, every time I've insulted my spouse, I pay her $5.
Every time you lie to your...
Okay. Nah, I can't do that. She'll have a damn everything.
She'll have all your money?
She had everything you worked for.
I've lied so many times.
All right, moving on. Would you rather be a pastor for a week?
Be.
A pastor for a week. Or would you rather be a stripper for a week? A male stripper. Which one?
Pastor. I'm going to preach this thing. Yeah.
I'm not getting on the pole. I'm going to be a pastor. I probably ain't going to make the week, but I'm going to be a pastor.
We ain't got but one sermon, dog. Just is. Sunday. You can make it a week.
No, you got to be a pastor for a whole week. You got to go visit sick and shut in. You got to pray for people you don't like. I ain't good at that, dog.
You couldn't make it at Bishop T.D. Jakes' birthday party.
Wouldn't just be the stripper. Just be the stripper for a week. You could do that, right?
Yeah, no, because then I'm going to end up going to hell. I'm going to get caught up into the life. You know. Somebody gonna compliment me and I'm gonna wanna hear it again. I'm out there every Saturday. You know.
Hey, twerking. All right, we gotta go. That's today's
Geritol.
Round.
What?
That's Would You Rather for today. We'll be back in 49 minutes after for closing remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are on this Monday, our last break of the day. It's been a good Monday.
Last break of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Been a good hey, guys, Monday. Questions? Yeah. Anybody? Let's talk this out. Let me see if I can give you some advice on anything.
I was thinking about this. It's not a question that I need advice on, but I've been watching the Bobby Brown reality show, Ooh, Every Little Step. It's so good. Love Bobby Brown. But I wanted to know, I know people have come to you and asked you to do reality shows.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Why haven't you ever done a reality? I know you've created reality radio.
Yeah.
But well, have you ever thought
my
about...
My kids came to me and wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, they really had it in their head to get it done because they had been mm-hmm. offered it. And my wife actually considered it and was talking about, well, Steve, it would really help the kids get off the ground and earn money and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I pulled my wife to the side and we sat down and said, baby, I said, let me ask you a question. I said, when do I get off? I said, if I'm working all day on my job mm-hmm. and then I come home and there's some more cameras sitting up in my house, I said, when do I get to be off? She said, well, Steve, I'll have it where they don't shoot you. I said, no, baby, it's cameras in the house. She said, Steve, let me go ahead and tell these kids we ain't finna do this here. And she went right on in there and said, your daddy said. And they was mad at me for
it's a no
while.
For me.
But it's cool because, and then, see, reality shows for me become way too much reality.
Mm-hmm. You know,
because my regular, the way I am on the radio, is enough.
Yeah, yeah. That's as close as you get to being your
any
real,
more
real,
revealing, and this is going to be catastrophic.
Yeah, you may lose some gigs.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I'm not really sure Family Feud will maintain me. I'm not sure about that.
But yeah, when we first started the radio show, you were giving it to them, having meetings on the air, everything.
Whatever you do to me or whatever you say to me, I'm taking it to the public.
That's funny, Steve.
Let the public be the judge. Yeah. All right, so that's a no. You will not be doing reality TV.
No, I can't. I can't. Mm-hmm. Next, anybody?
You know, you have had all these TV gigs, man. You keep coming up on TV all kinds of ways. And even with the new show, Judge Steve, you know, was there a process to just reinventing yourself? Did you think these up or did it just come in your lap?
I don't really, you know, it's a lot of grace and favor in my life, man. You know, I've been to over 200 pitch meetings in this business. Of the 200 pitch meetings, I've gotten 5 TV shows on TV.
Oh,
out
wow.
Out of 200 meetings. I mean, 200 okay. pitch meetings of ideas I've taken for myself, mm-hmm. for other people, mm-hmm. for this. Got involved with this guy, executive produced that. And mm-hmm. out of the 200 pitch meetings, I've gotten 5 shows on TV in 30-some years. Since
some
I was
30. Some people don't know the whole journey. They don't,
it's not an easy process.
Yeah. No. Like, Tommy's been on Ready to Love uh-huh. for how many seasons now?
I'm shooting 7 and 8.
You know how hard that is to be on TV for 7 seasons? That's crazy. I mean, the show goes into syndication after 125 episodes.
Wow.
You know, it's really, really hard. The average 85% of all TV shows is gone within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
85%, man. Dang. It's very, very hard. So I've been very blessed in that, first of all, I've always been able to reinvent myself because I don't have a fear of change. Mm-hmm. I know that everything can change, everything will change. Now, you can participate in the change or you can react to the change. If you are continually reacting to changes in your life, you will forever stay behind the eight ball. So why don't you participate in the change? This is going to happen at a certain amount of time, and let me make a move. Mm-hmm. And then lose your fear of failure, because failure is a part of the process, and go on about your business, and then remain faithful. Give God credit, man. I think that's been a big part of my success. I'm not afraid to give God credit. You know, give credit where credit is due. It's not me. I'm not all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of grace and favor on my life. It's a lot of me saying prayers for other people. You know, things like that. Like, it was a great quote that I witnessed the other day. It said that a society becomes great when old men plant trees under which the shade they know they'll never sit.
Oh,
good people do things for other people.
Other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Old men plant trees mm-hmm. of which under the shade they know they'll never sit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what has been a big part of my growth. Like, we bought this ranch. I know, and we planted 69,000 sprucelings from where a tornado came through and tore up my land. Mm-hmm. We planted 69,000 sprucelings. I probably won't sit under the shade of them. Mm-hmm. So why would I plant those many trees?
Mm-hmm.
Because we need forests and we need wooded areas and deers need habitat. And my grandchildren gonna drive under them trees.
That's your legacy,
Part of you know,
legacy.
In 30 years, I'll be able to sit around the tree, but I won't really see what that tree gonna really be. Mm-hmm. You know, I got 39 more years, and then I'm gone.
You know that for sure.
39 more, though?
Yeah,
you got to narrow down to that?
Yeah, I'm gonna be 104,
man.
You
wanna live till 104, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna go home.
What's where that number? Why not 105? Why 104?
You pushing it. If you give me 104, I'll be happy.
We'll have to talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Y'all have a great day. Hey, listen, hey, everybody, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you, okay? Y'all stay in peace. We'll see you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.